shining bright tonight. Amen. Boy, mine is too. I'm thankful, ain't you? Thankful. Tonight I want to talk to you about Jesus. We'll come tonight about in the book of Philadelphia here, or in the book of Revelation, but we're talking to the church at Philadelphia, how Jesus revealed himself to the church. And this is how he reveals himself to us tonight. And I thank God for that he reveals himself in a mighty way. If you have a copy of God's Word, we'll turn to Revelation chapter number 3, begin reading in verse number 7. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Revelation chapter number 3, in verse number 7. I ask you out quick, how has the Lord ever revealed himself to you? Many ways. Amen. Amen. Brand spanking new. Sister Patsy? Peace. Yes, that's how he reveals himself, don't he? Through his promises. That's exactly right. How he reveals himself to you. All right. Let's read tonight. Revelation 3 and 7, the Bible says, "And to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast had little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Our Father and our God, once again, we bow in your presence tonight. It's good to be in your house tonight, Father. I thank you that hell's lost another one tonight, Father. I thank you, Father, that you saved my soul from a devil's hell. I thank you tonight that you've moved in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight that you just keep encouraging your saints here at this place. We lift you up and higher than anything else here or anybody else here at this place, Father. Father, you are the King. You are the Lord. You are the only one tonight, and we lift you up. Lord, I pray tonight that our light be shining bright. And just as you've revealed yourself to us, we would reveal you to the next person. Father, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Guard my throat and my thoughts. In Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 7, we see here that the church at Philadelphia and Smyrna were the only two churches out of the seven that escaped the Lord's rebuke. Neither one of these churches got a rebuke from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But here, the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to the church in a mighty way. And tonight, I want to share with you three ways that he revealed himself to the church tonight. Number one, if you'll look in verse number 7, I'd like to say that he reveals his character tonight. He reveals exactly who he is tonight. And the Bible says tonight, if you'll look there with me, "These things saith he that is holy" tonight. I thank God tonight, number one, that he is the Holy One. Amen. He is sinless tonight. He knew no sin, but he took on sin on the cross of Calvary, but he was sinless. Leviticus 11:44 says, "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping things that creepeth upon the earth." Tonight, can I say to you, when Jesus Christ, he reveals himself to you, number one, he is going to reveal himself as being holy, and holy is what he is tonight. Tonight, can I say that he is a holy God? I thank God tonight that he is holy, and I thank God tonight that he comes and he lives inside of every believer tonight. Tonight, I ask you a question. How does God show himself to you? Tonight, as we look here, I've got it wrote down for you that you remember when he stood before Pilate, what Pilate said? Pilate said he was a just man. Pilate could find no fault with Jesus. Can I say to you tonight, there's not nobody in this room tonight can find any fault with Jesus. Paul said he was a just man. Pilate said he was a just man. Paul said that he knew no sin. Peter said he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And tonight, as we get here tonight and we look at the character, how he reveals himself in character, he always does it in a holy form. When he comes to you and he comes to you in that way, he comes as the sinless one, wanting us to get to that place in our life that when we look at him, Tonight, can I say to you that, number one, he reveals himself in his character, but number two, he reveals himself, and here's where I want to get to, he reveals himself in his conduct or how he is toward us tonight. Tonight, when he comes to you as a holy one, and there is no way that you can dine with the Holy One, God Almighty, without going through Jesus Christ. You don't have the authority. You don't have the worthiness. I don't have that tonight to enter into the throne room where God is except through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I do that because He is the Holy One. He is my high priest tonight. He is the one that makes intercession for me to God Almighty. Amen? He leads me right into the throne room tonight. And I see tonight that that's because of His character, but His conduct is what I experience here on this side. And tonight I want to give you this. He says in that same text, "These things saith he that is holy and he that is true." Tonight, he that is true. And when I read that tonight and I understood John's writing the book of Revelation here, I understood tonight that there are seven statements in the book of John tonight, how he conducts himself, how Jesus Christ conducts himself, and what he said about him, his own self. Tonight, if I was going to describe myself to you, I wouldn't put myself on a platform. I would try to be as lenient as I could. I would try to be where I didn't lead you wrong. But you know what Jesus did? He come out with seven statements right out of the gate, and he said, "This is what I am." And I thank God tonight, when he came out with that, he said, "I'm holy and I'm true." Tonight, if you need something in your life, I'm holy, but you can truly get this from me when you come and dine at my table. He told the church at Philadelphia this. He said, "I want you to know, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth." Ain't you glad of that tonight? When he opens a door, can't no man shut it, and shutteth that no man can open. I thank God for that tonight, and I want to show you the seven statements that is found in John, how he conducts himself. I wrote this down tonight. When your character is right, woo! When your character is right, your conduct will be right. Let me give you this. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean by that?" I say I'm a Christian. That's my character. When you look at me, I say I'm a Christian, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. What should follow that? What should follow my character? My conduct. I should conduct myself as a Christian. I should be lined up with the Word of God, doing what the Word says. So Jesus tonight, his character, he says, "I'm holy and I'm true, and here is my conduct and how I conduct myself and how I go about business." Look with me tonight, if you will, to John chapter number 6 and verse number 35 tonight. I want to show you this tonight. And I thank God for in his Word, this is what Jesus said about himself. "No other man gave him these titles. No other man said this about him. But Jesus Christ himself penned it down in the book tonight, and he said this." I thank God for this. He said he is truly the bread of life. If you're hungry tonight, you can get some bread from him tonight. Amen? Look what he says here tonight. Number one, he is truly the bread of life. Nobody can argue with that. Look what the Bible says. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life." He said, "I am that bread of life." If you're hungry, he said, come to him. Come to Jesus. If you're hungry and you need a bite, you need some bread, come to Jesus. He said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never do what? He shall never hungry." If you're hungry tonight, you need to come to Jesus. "And he that believeth on me shall never thirst." I see number one tonight, he said, my character is I'm holy, I'm a holy God. But you know what tonight? If you're hungry, my conduct, the way I am, will allow you to come right where I'm at. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you can't go to the President of the United States of America. You can't go there tonight. They won't let you in. You can't enter in. You don't have enough authority. You can't get to that place. You can't get to the White House. But I thank God tonight that a child of God can get to the throne room. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. He said, if you're hungry, come on, let's eat something. Whoa, glory, man, this gets on me. He said, number one, his character. Number two, his conduct. He said, he is truly the bread of life. He said, I'm truly the light of the world. If you're in darkness, the only way to get out is through his conduct, not yours. See, if you're hungry tonight, well, let me stop right here. If you're hungry tonight, you can't feed yourself enough. You can't get enough. You can't get enough tonight. If you're hungry, you got to go to Jesus. And tonight, if you're in darkness, you can't get out of that darkness without going to Him and getting His light. Look what the Bible says, if you would with me, to John chapter number 8 and verse number 12, these seven I ams that He says in the Word of God. He says, I am the bread of life. Look at that conduct tonight and what He said about Himself. But number two, He said, I'm truly the light of the world. I am truly the light of the world. You remember this morning the illustration? And I'm going to use that again next Sunday morning. But you remember the illustration? The light don't come on unless Jesus kicks it on. You can't light yourself up. If it's up to you to light it up, there's darkness. There's not enough light inside of you to light it up. You know what lights up? Jesus does, because He is the light of the world. Look what He says here in John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them. He said, I done told you I'm the bread of life. Now I'm going to tell you I'm the light of the world. Woo! Glory to God. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If everything is dark around you, everywhere you turn, you don't know what to do, where to go, you're walking in darkness, it's because you're not following the light of the world. He said, if I'm following Jesus, sometimes I get in the dark. No. That ain't what He says there. Look what He says. He said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me might. No. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Child of God, tonight, His conduct allows you to follow Him, allows you to get right there in line with Him. He says, I am the bread and I am the light. If you're in darkness, come this way. Come to where I'm at. When somebody's lost and they're undone and they need a touch from God, you know what we do? I don't invite them to come to Brother JD. You don't invite them to come to Brother BJ. I don't invite them to come to Sister Kim. I don't invite them to come to Brother Tony. Who do we invite them to come to? Jesus, that's right. Why? Because His character is holy, it's true, it's just in what He does. And He said, if you're hungry, come. If you're in darkness, come. He said, I will feed you and I will light you up like a light bulb. Amen. When He sits down inside of a person, they will come alive. That person that's quiet, don't never say a word about Jesus, listen to me, when He comes inside of you, you can't help it. Have you ever been in a service, you said, I'm not going to say a word. I'm not, and all of a sudden something inside of you starts pumping real hard, and I'm talking about your heart, and you're sitting there and you don't want to say nothing, sweat's all over your hand, your brow's done breaking out with sweat, you don't know what to do, and all of a sudden, next thing you find out, you pop straight up and start telling how good God is. You know what does that? It ain't you. It's that bread of life inside. His character's done come into your conduct. He's done took over your conduct and the way you're living and the way you're doing. There's a lot of Christians, they got a character, but they ain't got no conduct. What good's character if your conduct don't line up? What good is saying I'm a Christian and living like the devil? What good is that? That's useless. If I got to witness to you and make sure that you know Jesus Christ, evidently you're not living that way you should be. When Jesus come to Philadelphia, He seen what they were doing. And He said, number one, He said, I'm the bread of life. He said, I am that light of the world. Let me show you the third thing here in what He said. He said, if you'll follow me, you will not walk in darkness. And I thank God for that this afternoon. Number three, He says that I am truly the door. He said, I am truly the door. John 10, 7, turn with me there if you will. The seven I ams in the book of John. He said, I am, and I love this. He said, I am the door. He said, and Jesus said unto them again. You notice that's three times He's done told them again. Me and you need to be reminded in our life, we're not the bread of life. We're not the light of the world. He's the light inside of us. We become the light of the world through Him. And we must be reminded we're not the door to heaven. He's the door. And unless you go through the door, you won't make it. Man, somebody should be walking pews right about now. You hear me? I'm talking about having a holy fit. Preach, preacher! I'm going to say it myself. Y'all sit there for a minute. Let me have this little spell. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. He said, I'm the bread of life, I'm the light of the world, and I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. I look around this room tonight, and Brother Jim can probably correct me on this, and he probably will on down the road. That'll be fine. Some of y'all other carpenters, and I'm going to make a statement that's probably okay, true, may not be true, but most doors that I see has three hinges, correct? Most doors. Now, there's some people going to say, no, car doors got two. But most doors in this building's got three hinges, and that's what operates that door. Can I say to you that Jesus Christ, when he hung on the cross of Calvary, they were three nails. They were the three hinges. They were the three that said, I'm going to open up the door. I'm going to open up that gap. I'm going to open up what you need. I'm going to take you from this world to the glory world because I've hung on that and I've opened the door. I've hung it wide open for whosoever will, let them come. He said, my character is holy, but my conduct is I welcome all to come. So I say to you this afternoon, he said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. And he said, I am the door. Man, if that don't get you fired up, you're in trouble. But let's just move on here tonight. He said, I'm truly, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I am that door tonight. Number four, he says this, talking about how his conduct is, his character's right, his conduct follows right in there. He said tonight, if you're lost and wandering around, he said, I am the good shepherd. He said, not only am I the door, but I'm the good shepherd. Look what he says tonight. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling. Can I say to you tonight, I've not been hired to be the pastor of this church. A hireling flees. I've been called. A hireling flees. Look what a hireling does. But that is a hireling and hath not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not. Seeth that the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling. They hired him to do his job and careth not for the sheep. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and the known of mine. Tonight he says, I am that good shepherd. Can I say to you tonight, he didn't get hired to do what he did? That's just his conduct. Tonight, can I say to you, any child of God in this room, you can't be hired to be a Christian. There ain't enough money in the world to pay you to be a Christian. You can't live it long enough to be a Christian if you're getting paid. You say, what does it? It's because the good shepherd, the chief shepherd's leading your life. I see his character tonight, but I also see his conduct. But I'll move right on here tonight. Number five, he's not only the good shepherd, but he is the resurrection. He is the resurrection. Turn right on over. Seven I ams, he said there. He said, I open a door no man can shut, and I shut a door no man can open. You remember going into the ark? You remember what happened? When he shut the door, it was over. They was clawing the side of the ark. They was screaming, having a fit, wanting in. They was wanting into the safety. They was wanting into that. But when the door shut, it was too late. Can I say to you tonight, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be wanting in. It's going to be too late. Once he raptures this church out, the church out, it's going to be too late. There's going to be no climbing in, no other way. There's no other way in. Now is the grace period. Now is the time to get in. You're not getting in no other way. He said, I am the resurrection. When he resurrects this church and he gets the rapture, comes and he pulls us out and we're snatched out of this world, I want you to know it's going to be over. It's going to be too late. People are going to be crying and upset, but it's going to be too late. When he shuts the door, no man can open it. But when he opens the door, no man can close it. Let me say to you tonight, he is the resurrection. John 11, 25. This is, you remember about Lazarus? Remember about Lazarus? He had died. Mary and Martha, they done got talking about it, got carrying on about it a little bit. Here's what Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Can I say to you tonight, if you've been saved, you've done met the resurrection. Quit living like a dead man. Quit living like a dead woman. You're not dead. You don't know my ailments. You don't know what, it don't matter. He said, if you're hungry, I'll feed you. If you're in the dark, I'll give you light. If you're thirsty, I'll give you something to drink. If you need to be led, I am the shepherd. I am the door. And he said, if you're down and out, I am the resurrection. Man, Brother Boyd, he touched my life just like he touched yours. Changed everything. Look what he says here. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, talking about Christ Jesus, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked her a question. He said, believest thou this? Yes, I believe that. Yes, I believe that. I see not only number six that he made a statement who he was. He said, my character and my conduct lines up. Let me give you the sixth thing that he says here in John 14:6. the seven accounts in the book of John here that Jesus gave about himself tonight. John 14:6, he is truly the way. You look at him, you look at his character, his conduct will line right up. You look at him, you'll see the way, all the way. He didn't get out, he didn't back out, he just stayed right with the course. I've seen a lot of men and women that's been through a lot, but Jesus lived inside of them, he's resurrected them, and they're just following him because he is the way. They can't explain to you why they go through some things they go through, but all they know is they're following the way, which is Jesus. And they ain't looking to give up or get out. They're looking to stick with the course. John 14:6, he says, my conduct always matches my character. John 14:6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way. He didn't say I'm another way. He didn't say I'm a good way. He said, I'm just the way. There is no other way. There is no other way. What does it mean that he is the way? Here's what it means. It means he is the way. What does it mean there ain't no other way? It means there ain't no other way. You ever been on the road and there was nowhere to turn around? You just had to go that way? You had to go? Jesus is that way. You've got to go through him. Because he is the door. Because he's the bread of life. Because he's the good shepherd. Because this is who he is. You've got to go through him. He told Thomas, he said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth and I am the life. Tonight, can I say to you, so many people, and you know this tonight, try to distort the way to go. You ask somebody how to be saved. Ask them, how do I get born again? How do I get saved? And they'll tell you 1,000 different things to do to get to that one spot. Or they'll tell you, they'll run you around. You ever ask somebody something and they tell a story that takes 45 minutes to tell it? If it takes you 45 minutes to tell somebody how to be saved, whoo! What I do, preacher, you just point them to Jesus. You just point them to Jesus. He's the way. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to believe. You've got to confess him. You're going to have to. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. He says my character and my conduct is always right. Always right. If you look to him to be your bread, you look to him to be your light source. If you look to him, your conduct will line up with your character. Every time. Every time. Let me show you this tonight in the Word of God as we move on to the next point. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am the way. But number 7, here's what he said in John 15:1. He is the true vine. He is the true vine. I said this morning, a lot of folks is wanting fruit out of people that has no root. It won't work. You see, people, they get upset because their family members, their family, whatever, they don't live the way they think they should. They don't do what they think they should. They don't do. Can I say to you tonight, when the root's right, the fruit will get right. When the root's right, the fruit will get right. If you ain't got no roots, you'll never produce enough fruit, a good fruit. Never. It can be fake fruit. It can be fake fruit. I've seen a lot of fake fruit. Ryder's got a little old fruit set at the house. Got a banana, an apple, and all that. When we first gave it to him, you know what he wanted to do with that apple? That banana? Now he won't go to it. Why? Because ain't nothing coming out of it. He said, preacher, how do you know that? Because he said, I'm the true vine. And he said, you can't do nothing without me. He's not that maybe you can produce some. He said, you can't do nothing. Look with me tonight in John 15:1. He says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Verse 5, look at this. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. If you're in him, you're going to bring forth fruit. Then he says this, for without me you can do nothing. Zero. Nothing. Zero. I see tonight, we'll go back to our text. I see tonight he reveals his character, number one, because he's holy. He reveals his conduct, number two, because he is true. He's true. But number three, I see in verse 8, he reveals it because of his capability and what he's capable of doing. He's capable of doing it. Look what he says tonight, if you will, in verse number 8. He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. You say, preacher, how is he capable of doing this? Number one, because he has the key. And I put in parentheses, he is the key. He is the key. He's the door and he's the key. So how do you know that? Revelation 1:18. What'd he go get? He went and got the keys. To death, hell, and the grave. He's got the key. He holds the keys. He holds the keys to your life. He holds the keys to my life. Because he is the key. He's capable, number two, because he has the power. And he's capable, number three, because he keeps his word. I don't know about you, but that touches my life in a mighty way. I like a person to keep their word, don't you? Jesus, everything he said about himself, his character, his conduct, and his capability is true. He will always keep his side of the deal. He says tonight in Isaiah 22:22, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. What was Isaiah prophesying? Who was he prophesying about? He was prophesying about Jesus. When he said, I'll lay upon his shoulders. Tonight, can I say to you this? A lot of times as Christians, we take stuff on our shoulders that's supposed to be on the shoulders of Jesus and not on ours. That will dim your light when you take that burden on. Tonight I wrote this down. When we look at the Lord Jesus Christ and see Him holy and true, we know that He is more than capable to handle our problems. Tonight, if you need a touch by God, you remember this. He is capable of touching you tonight. He's capable because of who He is. As holy as God is, I want you to get this tonight, as holy as God is, never before until the blood of Jesus Christ, until He shed His blood, never before could man intercede, never before could a man go in, never before could a man go before the presence of God until he went into the Holy of Holies and he went into that place, and that was the high priest that would go in. He'd go into that place, he had to be sinless, but he didn't go before Almighty God. He went into that room, he went into that area, let me say. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, you go straight to the throne. You go straight to the throne room of heaven. When you pray, you're not on the outskirts. You're not out here. His character is holy. But because His conduct and who He is, He says, come on, I am this. You can go in with me. I'm capable of taking you somewhere and to lead you and put you somewhere that'll put you right where you need to be. When you bow your head this week and pray, you remember this, you're in the throne room of God. If you're going to be in the throne room, you might as well let it all out. Amen. Hey, Brother Brad, can I get an amen? Hey, back in the day, if I could just get before the judge, I was going to let it all out. Amen. Hey, let me tell my side of the story. Let me plead. And Jesus said, you sit right there, I'll plead for you. Why? Because He's the resurrection. Why? Because He's the way. Why? Because He's the bread of life. Why? Why? So many whys. But when we try to do it on our own, man, it lets you down. But when you go through Jesus, it'll build you up. Amen? Let's do this tonight. Let's gather around this building and pray one for another. Pray over the building. Pray what God's going to do in this place. Tonight, if you've got a problem, you remember this. God is more than capable of taking care of your problem tonight. How's He